When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, so you guys have your methods of research to find true center point of Lincoln, and Mark has his. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
What have you found?
Very scientific. I found a map of Lincoln with the city limits demarked, from the northernmost point to the southernmost point. The southernmost point, by the way, is Rokeby Road.
Okay,
that's as far south as I believe Lincoln has annexed at this point.
Okay, right. And the northernmost is
north.
Yeah. It gets country up there fast.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing with south, I suppose, too.
And
east.
Not quite as far south as you guys were speculating, though. What I'm finding as the midpoint is roughly B Street.
B?
Yeah, actually. Wow.
So why don't we just round up to A?
Yeah, I'm good with A Street.
A. You're giving north a little extra wiggle room there?
Sure.
Yeah, mostly because A Street does what Happer wants, which is run through the length of town.
Uh-huh.
It has various points of interest along the way.
It's got the zoo.
Yeah, there is that.
Pius.
I wasn't thinking
there
about
you go.
That.
There you go.
Well, you have Pius, you have Lincoln East.
The Amigos.
The Amigos that separates the two of them.
It doesn't really have East, though. It East is not
really.
It has
Seacrest, I guess.
It has Seacrest.
Okay.
It's basically got East.
Yeah.
It's got Grotto.
It has East Campus, yeah.
It's got Grotto where Clock South Tower. Lincoln meets North Lincoln, yeah. And then they go create Center Lincoln.
Yep. I guess that's going to be the that's the mark, according to Mark.
Yeah. That's the mark. What a great segment. Someone put this down on the idea board.
Wow. What a great idea. That's the mark, according to Mark. Where yeah. Mark just does random research of things that don't matter. And he finds the mark.
They matter to me.
All right, so.
There's your sounder.
A Street. Are we okay with that?
I'm okay with A Street.
It's one of my favorite streets because the sign just says a street, which I love as a dad every time I drive by it.
Hey, look, a street.
I look a street.
Hey, look a street.
Yeah, every time.
I kind of appreciate that, too.
That annoys me.
The intersection of a street and Normal Boulevard.
Stop it.
Love it. Love it.
Pretty good. I admit that's kind of funny.
I hate it.
I like this text that we got from before. We'll see if anybody has thoughts on this. I can see the Dems doing that since they aren't getting anything else done for this country since Biden took over.
Byron!
I just had to get that text in.
Seems very on point.
I don't even know what we're doing. We're changing the name of South Street. That's right.
Yeah.
Do we have to change the name of A Street?
I think I mentioned the mayor, so that's probably where that comes in.
Do we have to change the name A Street to like M Street, something more middle of the alphabet?
No, I don't think so.
I think it makes sense for a new method to start at the middle of town. You get into North Lincoln and we start going alphabet. I think that makes sense.
Okay.
It makes more sense than O Street to me.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good with
it. Is M the middle of the alphabet? What is the middle of the alphabet?
Yes, M is 13.
M is the 13th one.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what a done. Guess by me.
As Mike and Mark here, we knew that off the top of our heads, but well done.
I guess
you.
I did too, without even getting it's called intuition.
The amount of praise he gives himself. It's always.
Look at me.
I'm never prepared for it. I'm just never prepared. Ever.
Has anybody ever thought about me?
A 30-year-old man realized what the...
I'm not 30!
A 29-year-old man realized what the 13th letter of the alphabet was.
Wow!
Of which there's 26. He's known his whole life.
Maybe I knew, maybe I didn't. Maybe it was the first time it came out of my mouth. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
I don't want to rain on your alphabet parade.
Oh, somebody asked a question from before. Football related.
Oh, okay, football.
What possible quarterback could enter the transfer portal that we would want? So why don't we just do this?
Oh, I like whenever the sentence starts with that.
There are several teams that are still playing in bowl games.
Okay, you tell me the quarterback and I decide whether we want him or not?
Yes.
All right. Now, we being people forced to watch Nebraska football whether we choose to or not?
Now, there's probably too many teams left, but we could give you some of the significant ones. Okay. So the game is, if this person enters the portal, do we want him?
Do we want you?
Do we want you? Yes. Who's Auburn's quarterback now that Bo Nix is gone?
No idea. He was the quarterback because Bo Nix got hurt and they almost beat Alabama. I can't think of the name. Should I have a computer out for this segment?
You could if you want to. Houston's quarterback. Houston's 11-2. Houston plays Auburn. Houston quarterback is Clayton Tune. He threw for 3,000 yards this year. And he is a junior. He could theoretically enter the transfer portal. Do you want him?
I know nothing about him. Based entirely off of you telling me he played for Houston and threw for 3,000 yards, I would put him in the we'll see category.
Hmm. How many categories are there going to be?
Probably just three.
I don't think we want Air Force's quarterback. I think Malik Cunningham is probably a senior. I'm not sure. He's been there for a long time.
So the last time I opened up my computer was when I was stealing internet from a sports clips in town because I don't have internet. And that was on Thursday afternoon.
So you had to, like, give him your information?
No, there's just, an agreement that you won't do bad things with the internet that sports clips is providing. And I was, sitting outside in my car.
Okay.
It looked real cool.
Here's a question for you. Dorian Thompson-Robinson's a senior. That would have been an interesting one because they got Dylan Gabriel for next year.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the
only reason they got Dylan Gabriel is that he can't come back.
I was just thinking, hey, if that worked out to where he could do a year somewhere else, maybe that would be an interesting one. What other teams are going to play bowl games? Minnesota, not going to get him. West Virginia? Who's West Virginia's quarterback?
I think Brunt kept telling me Neil Brown was going to get fired. Is it
already?
Is it Jarrett Doge?
Jarrett Doge already? He's still the quarterback? He's a senior, though. Sad. I feel like that guy's been around for a long time.
It's a name that, it's one of those you wouldn't know off the top of your head, but you've seen.
Definitely have seen a lot. Is DJ Uiagalelei going to be in the transfer portal?
Could be. He didn't have a very good year. Clemson, obviously stacks the box a little bit with what they have, but I don't know that they're going to move on from him immediately. Mm. So I would expect him to be back with Clemson next year.
What's Oregon? So what's Oregon's quarterback situation pre-Bo Nix? What's Oregon's quarterback situation right now?
It was Ty Thompson, but did he
Anthony
leave?
Brown. Anthony Brown is a quarterback. He is also a senior. Dang. Man. All these seniors. Who are we going to get out of the transfer portal? Schaefer.
I don't know. They'll get somebody.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you sure?
Do you want the Missouri guy? He was the most recent entrant.
Yeah, the Bozalak guy. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his name. His name is Connor, so that's pretty cool.
Bazelak.
Wouldn't mind a quarterback named Connor.
Have we ever considered Connor?
Have we ever considered Connor?
Not Happer.
I don't know. I guess the main question is there a panic here or anything like that? I don't think there is. They will either find a guy who is currently playing in a bowl game who hasn't entered the transfer portal yet, or get one of the guys who is still in the transfer portal, or you'll have to go on to like a second, a second possibility here. But I think they'll end up with somebody.
Would you be excited if sitting Big Ten quarterback Talia Tagovailoa?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Enters the transfer portal.
Yeah, sure.
The Tagovailoas have a relationship with Scott Frost that's really good. He was one of the first to offer Talia, was all over Tua. Obviously, with Marcus Mariota and that family there, like, there's just a lot of connection.
He threw for 3,500 yards and 24 touchdowns.
Mark Whipple's success with Kenny Pickett sort of would sell itself.
Mm-hmm.
That is a guy. So when I talked about quarterbacks to keep an eye out on, there's something going on at Maryland. People are leaving there. They made a bowl game. Mike Locksley,
Can he bring Rakeem Jarrett with him?
Well, that would be the question. I don't think so. I don't think that you just get to bring your best teammate with you.
It'd be cool, though. Package deal.
If you get that as a package deal, I think suddenly Nebraska might not be the only team in the running there. And they wouldn't be the only team in the running for Talia either. But that is someone that, 24 touchdowns, 11 interceptions this year, 3,500 yards. And he basically, of those 11 interceptions, he threw like five of them to Iowa. So,
let me give you an off-the-wall one real quick.
He did throw five of them to Iowa.
Let me give you an off-the-wall one.
Okay, I like off-the-wall.
If by some stretch of the imagination, Graham Mertz decided he was going to enter the portal, what would be your interest level?
Low. Really low.
Mine would not be really low.
Seriously?
Mine would be medium to high.
What would cause this interest level?
My running theory is that Wisconsin quarterbacks are not put in the best positions to succeed.
They absolutely aren't.
Now, this does not excuse a guy like Alex Hornibrook, but it is a reason why a guy like that can have success. Everything kind of looks a little tamped down in that offense. Now, I don't know that I have no sense of if that is going to happen or if that would happen, but maybe it's a situation where he's a little uncomfortable because of the situations that he's been put in over the last couple of years. Certainly hasn't been going particularly well for him, or at least, the idea was you bring a guy like that in who can make all of those throws, and he becomes the kind of, Russell Wilson's probably not the right, he's a better version of what they've had over the last, decade.
Yeah.
Basically.
He can be a Jeff Bezos's version of Joel Stave.
Okay.
Like a very competent, very accurate quarterback. The problem is they don't have the receivers to put around him.
I would enjoy him, I think, in an offense that they, let him distribute a little bit. Let him throw it around the yard.
I don't think he's a good decision maker, or at least what I have watched so far. Additionally, he only got sacked 11 times this year. He's not mobile. Nebraska's offensive line being what it is, he would be a sitting duck, and that was with a pretty good pass protection situation. He still made really poor decisions.
Yeah.
Fumbles a lot.
So weirdly, I think in this offense, he would be more of a gamble guy. You know what I mean? Like, he would probably be high touchdown, high pick.
Well, he wouldn't.
So, which is interesting because at Wisconsin, he looks like a game manager.
Well, and also so much of what they do runs off of long play action plays.
Right.
And if you don't have the receivers that can get open on those versus here, it would be a more of a quick distribution thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's that fast of a processor. And the accuracy 61% is a freshman in 2020. I guess he's still a freshman in 2021, redshirt freshman in 2021, 58%. I'm not someone that would be pushing for that. I don't see it.
I think he would be one of the best options to hit the board, at least in what we have left. as real legitimate options.
Would you rather have him or Tagovailoa?
I think that I would probably rather have Talia at this point, but I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that much of a difference.
What about Mertz? And I think it's a pretty big difference. What about Mertz and the Missouri guy?
I don't know anything about the Missouri guy. But
what about Mertz and the Wyoming guy?
Mertz off of what I saw.
I did not expect today to be the day that I learned that you were in on Graham Mertz.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Mertz guy.
Wow.
A bit of a Mertzaholic.
A Mertz man?
Yeah.
Mertzaholic. He's a Trubisky truther.
Trubiscaholic? No, I'm a Mertziac.
No, I'm like replacing that song. He's a maniac.
Yeah.
I'm a
Mertziak. So what? Sue me.
I don't want to be a Mertziak. Really, I don't want him. I wouldn't want to. It feels like a really bad fit to me.
Eric and Lincoln asked, would Happer take Mertz or Jack Cohn? I mean, now, people are familiar with my love for Jack Cohn, especially during the recruiting process. And he turned out to have a pretty decent career. And look, he went to Notre Dame. And
Jack Cohn, 2,600 yards, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions this year, and I think 9 games, 10 games.
Yeah.
He didn't play the full season.
Now, the problem is it's such a stark difference. Like, Cohn was able to go from Wisconsin to Notre Dame where, you know, he's being asked to do the same type of things but just less pressure on his shoulders, right? Where he doesn't have to make every throw in the book. Where if Mertz were to go from an offense like Wisconsin – to a completely different shift over, like, say, Nebraska, you know, once again, I want to make clear that there's no actual, we're just tossing the name out there for fun. That would be a lot of different things on his plate. I'm curious to see how it'd work. I really am.
I don't think that we do a good enough job talking about how easy it is for Wisconsin quarterbacks with pass protection. Jack Cohn got sacked 30 times this year. He wasn't sacked 30 times in his career at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, and that's over an additional 100-plus passing attempts.
But they just don't throw it, you know?
Well, but he had 120 more passing attempts in 3 years at Wisconsin and one less sack.
Well, 3 years
in
compared
one
to one
year with Notre Dame.
Yeah.
30 sacks at Notre Dame. Like, it's just it's one of those things that with Graham Mertz, like, he struggled under pressure and he only got sacked 11 times. Like, there's just no way he's going to do that well wherever he goes if he has that much of an issue with pressure, because he didn't. Some of it is the Big Ten West doesn't have pass rushers.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. But
he also doesn't have receivers.
Yeah. No, that would help him. There's no doubt about it, but, man, I don't know. I would avoid it.
Mertziak.
I would entirely avoid it.
Mertziak.
I'm out.
Are there any other names we want to throw out there before we take a break here?
Let's see who else is playing.
Like, you got the Wake Forest guy's a senior, right? Hartman?
Yep. Which, he's another one of those guys where it's like everyone, you know, he had a terrific year, but if you would have told people going into the year that Sam Hartman would be Nebraska's quarterback, they wouldn't be excited by that.
No, probably not.
We're also at the point, and I don't know if you're this way as I am too, I just don't know that many quarterbacks anymore in college football. Because it's changed out enough and guys change teams and it's been sort of a down
year. It's always
year.
Pretty regionally. Like, yeah. I mean, I usually know all the Big Ten guys and very
yep,
few of
same.
The other ones. That's kind of how it goes. All right, let's take a quick time out here. We'll come back with Rico in for True or False.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.